Jay Flyer on this Sunday morning on 720 WGN. A few days away from Thanksgiving here in Sweet and Savory Pies with ingredients sourced locally. Fresh, warm, baked biscuits that I can smell in the studio. Mouth-watering sandwiches are just a few of the highlights at Bang Bang Pie. In two Chicago locations, in Logan Square and in Ravenswood. Thanksgiving, again, is just really 4 days away. And to talk about one of the best places in town for your Thanksgiving pies is proprietor of Bang Bang, and that's my pal Michael Chepchak. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me in your new studio.
Are you getting any sleep right now?
Very little. Very little. We're working around the clock.
You are. I mean, you know, you're doing 1,000 pies plus a day to get ready for all this, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, we call it the pie 5K.
Pie 5K. So I like that.
We're approaching 5,000 pies for our guests this week.
How long has Bang Bang been around?
The first location opened in March of 2012.
Wow. 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes fast.
Good stuff, man. You have a wonderful group of folks that work there, and I frequent the one in Logan. So I go to both, but Logan Square always, and, you know, it's almost like walking into a bar. I mean, they know your name. Are you getting the usual?
Sure. Well, I appreciate hearing that.
No, it's good stuff. You got really good people there. Your food, because it's beyond pies, sir. There's biscuits, there's sandwiches, there's pot pies. You know, it goes, there's farmers and butchers locally that you get really everything from to make these fabulous dishes.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, the one that's most prevalent this week is McClug Farm in St. Joseph, Michigan.
Apples, yeah.
Apples, you know, mm-hmm. Our calculations were off by a half a ton this week. So,
oh, geez.
We had to get an emergency 1,500-pound delivery on Friday.
Wow.
And, you know, Abby and her team were really gracious and drove them up without even thinking twice.
Wow. So. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good partners.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
Partners. You get a hat on that says ham biscuit. So where do you get your ham from?
We get our ham from Catalpa Grove. Trent, he's in Dwight, Illinois, so a couple hours downstate, and he drives up a couple times a week and brings our ham. And then his neighbor, Brian Severson, gives us our grits.
Okay.
So it's kind of a nice little community there that they introduced us to each other, and he does the delivery for us.
Is the bacon coming from there, too?
The bacon comes from there.
Ooh,
and the sausage.
That's good stuff. The bacon is like a candied bacon, and you almost like bag it like fries.
Yeah.
And you just kind of grab, like, when I'm driving, you know, my wife's like, you ordered bacon for breakfast? I'm like, well, I had a yogurt, but out of the bag, you just, yeah, chowing on bacon, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's really simple, but people enjoy it. It's cured with a little homemade brown sugar and black pepper, so it has that sweet component, savory component, and obviously, like I said, it's locally sourced, and it's really good, really delicious meat.
There's a new salad that you just started that I really like, this quinoa salad, I think, of some sort.
Oh, sure, yeah, the Bang Bang Bowl or Grain Bowl.
Yeah, ooh, it's really good.
Good, we appreciate that. You know, we haven't really ever done something like that, so it's nice to open up the options for people and have a little bit more well-rounded menu.
I eat on the run a lot. It's hard to eat that stuff in the car.
Yeah, well,
I'm a mess.
That, yeah.
I'm a mess every time, but it's so good. It's worth every bit of it. But you serve other things too. Like before we get to the pies, you have a tremendous chicken pot pie that actually has lots of chicken in it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
we actually have, you know, I think it's one of the best items we do, and I wholeheartedly recommend it if you do come in. But we have gotten comments that there's too much chicken and not enough peas and carrots.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. It's usually the opposite.
So good. It is the opposite.
Yeah,
it's filler, usually, and you got good stuff in there. The pies. I want to first talk about Thanksgiving, then I want to preview a little bit what you do for holiday, because my favorite pie in your place comes up for the holidays, and I can eat that peppermint frosting out of a bowl, out of like a big bowl all
sure.
day long. But let's talk about Thanksgiving first. What do we have?
Thanksgiving, we keep it classic. You know, we do our apple pie, which I just mentioned, sourced from McClug Farm. We do pumpkin.
Pumpkin pies are natural looking. They don't look like they're glow in the dark, like you're gonna go buy at another grocery store, because it's all natural ingredients.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know, what really differentiates it, I think, is the graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
That's one of our signature crusts, and adds that extra element of, you know, cinnamon and clove and allspice that really kind of warms the pumpkin pie. Then, like I mentioned, we did apple, chocolate pecan. So those are considered the three classics for us for Thanksgiving. And then we keep our most selling pie is key lime. So that's like a nice alternative, because if you're going to a big party, there's going to be a pumpkin pie and a pecan pie. So if you want
shake
to
it up,
guarantee that you're going to bring something that's not already going to be there. And then for people that, have it all and want a little something extra, we do a chocolate caramel, which is like the most richest, darkest, decadent brownie topped with salted caramel.
Can you still order any pies?
We are closed for the pre-orders, but we do make an equal amount of pies for walk-in. So essentially, Tuesday and Wednesday, yep.
Okay.
So we have probably, almost 2,500 pies over
ready
the next
go.
Yeah, that will be ready to go.
And I have to say that I've gone there to pick it up on crazy busy days, and you've done it variable ways over the years.
Sure.
And it's very efficient and very quick.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we think we've nailed it now. We have a refrigerated tractor trailer, and the counts are triple checked, and people come in and give their name, and we immediately pass over the pie, and spreading it out over two locations helps, and over 2 days. And then the really smart people are at least the ones that can have the time to plan come on Monday.
Yeah, smart.
Because our pies we're making them all the way up until the day, but they do have a good shelf life. So,
what about holiday pies?
What's that?
Holiday pies.
Coming up for Christmas?
Yeah.
We're working on, we have a new pastry chef, Chef Kelly Tam, and she's fantastic, and we're working on, those.
Gotta bring back the peppermint.
We will bring back the peppermint. We're talking
fantastic.
About a white chocolate situation and kind of a combo, a graham cracker pretzel crust.
Nice.
We're going to do, which is unusual this time of year, but we do the blueberries from Klug that have been previously frozen, but we'll do a blueberry pie warmed with Christmas spices, cinnamon and clove once again.
Nice.
There are a couple others there that we've discussed, but
good stuff.
We got to get through Thanksgiving.
I know you do. Logan Square and Ravenswood are the two locations. You can visit bangbangpie.com. You also do pie classes now and then.
We do. Yeah, we've shut them down for Thanksgiving, but we're gearing back up in Christmas, and then we do them 2 to 3 times a year in Logan Square at our bakery, which is across the street from the retail shop.
I will see you Tuesday for my pie order. I did place my order.
I look very much forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Michael, as always. All right, we'll be right back.